Steve, I mentioned earlier in the show that it's National Drink a Beer Day.
It is.
And in order to earn your beer for today, I figure you have to at least pass a quiz about beer so that you can, you know, earn your beer.
Are you quizzing me?
I'm quizzing you.
Okay. I'm ready. I'm your contestant.
Your beer.
Hi, my name is Steve Summers.
Hi, Steve Summers. Where are you from?
Rockford, Illinois.
Oh, wonderful. What do you do in Rockford?
I'm a broadcaster.
Oh, wonderful. What do you broadcast?
Broads. We're getting about broadcast. Music. I'm sorry, music.
Yeah, okay, wonderful. Well, All right, your first question, Steve from Rockford.
Okay.
The flowers that give beer its slightly bitter taste are known as...
Hops.
I didn't even have to give you the multiple choice. Bing, 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 bing. He's right, he's got one.
That's a category I know.
All right, which of these ingredients is typically not found in beer? Is it A, barley... B, water. C, grapes. Or D, yeast.
C, grapes.
Ah, bingo. Nailed it.
I love it.
All right. What does IPA stand for? Is it A, impressive pale ale? B, India pale ale? C, Italian proof alcohol? Or D, I don't know how to pronounce the words that they put together for this answer.
Well, that's the actual... thing, or are you just saying you can't announce
Hold on.
It?
Intricate potable ale.
Oh. I'm going to go with A.
You want to try a different answer?
D. The one we couldn't pronounce.
Different answer?
C.
Do you want to try
B?
It is B. IPA stands for India Pale Ale.
All right, well, I got that wrong.
Yeah. All right, next one. The thickness of your beer in your mouth is often referred to as the A, froth, B, head, C, foot, or D, body.
I was going to say E, cud, but no, it would be a cow. I'm going to go with B.
Would you like to try a different answer?
A.
Would you like to try a different answer?
C.
Would you like to try
it? It's got
to
be the cud, E.
It's body. The thickness of a beer is its body.
I got that one wrong.
All right, so you're two up, two down right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Which of these types of beer has the highest alcohol content? Is it A, stout, B, pilsner, C, pale ale, or D, a kolch?
I'm going to go with A, stout.
Yeah, you did it.
The way you gave it to me, I'm thinking that would be right. Is that correct?
It's correct.
Oh, yes.
All right, three up, two down. A stout is usually which color? Is it that dark brown to black color, gold, amber, or tan?
A.
Nailed it.
All right, love that one.
Up, two down. This is for the win here, Steve. How many gallons of beer are in a keg? Is it A, 5.5? B, 19.5, C, 15.5, or D, 24.5.
I'm going to say 5.5.
Wrong.
What?
It's 15.5 gallons of beer. You're
really?
Four up. You're four up, three down.
See, I was saying the pony keg. See, I was thinking the smaller torpedo type keg.
No. Take that ding away.
No, that's not it. Okay.
All right. This is to lock up the win. You're four up.
I thought I did. Okay, four up, three.
Three down.
Okay.
Can't tie. Don't tie here. Beer typically contains which essential vitamin? Vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, or vitamin D?
All of the above.
Would you like to try a different answer?
I'm just saying, all of the above.
Right.
But if I have to say anything, I would say with C, vitamin C. Is that right?
No.
Well, what would it be?
Vitamin B.
That's what I said, B. Where were you?
All right. Steve, you've earned your beer for the
your
day.
Your ears are getting clogged.
You've earned your beer for the day. That's fine. We'll give it to you.
Oh.
Everybody deserves a beer. National Drink a Beer Day. Make sure you enjoy one of your favorite cold ones today.
Please.
Like Steve will.
Please, because I've earned it.